My apologies.
I've got some trouble with mine.
And there was councillor Wrigley, who's having an operation today, as I understand it.
We wish him well.
And councillor Nathan, who is also a I'd like to move the acceptance of those apologies to councillor Walker, councillor Pearce. I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Declarations of interest?
Yes, Mr Mayor, councillor Mockler for record, if they're on the record. Pages 8 to 11, draft community program, dash community applications, conflict of interest, I've completed the necessary form.
Thank you, councillor.
Well, I think I would probably need to be one of those two. Yes, Mr Mayor, as I think it's pages 8 to 11, for representing the Almondry Progress Association. I think that would be a...
Mr Rushton, that provides us with a conundrum.
But a bond would be a non-pecuniary, I would have thought.
That was a decision of the previous council meeting, which has been enacted and funded. Isn't that all?
Yeah, it was approved.
Ah, sorry.
Mayor, but,
Mr. Holt, Mayor, on part of the Kirby Community Hall.
No.
That's true. It's up to you, Councillor Martin. No one else can tell.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just to clarify that, or I guess the decision should be about whether you're on the executive or not.
So, I'm the president.
That's the answer.
So, is that now I'm in here? Because I don't have to tick the box yet.
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, it is your call, Councillor Walker, but as the president of an association that's looking to get funding,
unless you tick the less than significant box, which means you're Australian.
If you're unsure, out.
Yeah, don't worry, mate.
So that leaves the four councillors in the room. Does that constitute a quorum?
Yeah, no. Three, Mr. Mayor, no. You can't make a decision with four councillors.
Are
you in or out?
I'm not out in my
room. No, that leaves four. No.
You're not part of the executive.
No, Norma is.
You're out.
I'm the treasurer of the show.
So you're in?
Yeah, I'm a member of the other organisations and yeah, I'm a member of most of them.
How do we get direction of that? Okay, so declaration of interest, Councillor Mockler, Councillor Walker, and Councillor Mudford, are you declaring an interest in that matter?
Well, not really, because I don't think she's finished the bookwork.
Okay, right. That's your decision. There we are. Thank you. Right, the minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of February.
I didn't know that.
Thank you, Councillor Baker. Do I have a seconder? Yeah. Councillor Mockler.
There we go.
The minutes of the meeting held on the 18th of February. There's no alterations or amendments. I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carry. Councillors can have a resolution now to move into closed session of council. Councillor Baker, Councillor Mudford. I'll put that. All those in favour? Yes, carry. Have a resolution to move out of close. Thanks, councillors. Councillor Baker, Councillor Mudford. Okay, we'll move into the open business paper, and the first one there is the summary of the mayoral commitments. I'll move that report be noted. If there's no questions, I'll put that all those in favour. Yes, carried. Second one is the National General Assembly of Local Government, which I presume would now be...
I think that's... I haven't had a notice to say that it's not progressing, but I would think that it's not, you know, proceeding. So my recommendation, if I was to change it, to say that the report be noted, no one attend.
Yep.
Due to the ongoing concern around that.
And no good being the councillors attending. and no Gilbinga representatives. Someone happy to move that way?
Yeah.
Councillor Baker, Councillor Walker, I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Hands carried. The next report is the Capital Works update.
Mr. Mayor, look, the report itself is summary, but the details in that attachment, so unless there's any particular questions that people may have to ask, but the report was there as intending as an update, but to also inform any thought processes or discussion around future works as well. There's, as I said, through the workshop, there's a considerable amount of money in those. And this, and we are progressing through that, and we will hopefully double that by the time we finish the year. But there's still a considerable amount of projects that will be remain uncompleted.
Is there an opportunity, given we've got a template there now, for that report to come out on a quarterly basis?
No, we could have this as part of our quarterly budget review with some commentary around that, because if you're happy with the general commentary in the report, that sort of gave you a one sentence sort of update without it being too long winded, because as I say, there's like 108 individual line items, without a long winded, otherwise you end up with another version of the operational plan. So if you're comfortable with that sort of approach, I'm happy to include that in a quarterly budget review process.
What is the dashboard?
Yeah. Dashboard.
Cool. Right, can you just note that as a presenting?
Maybe council resolution for that.
Okay, someone would like to move that way? Yep, Councillor Pitt, Councillor Mockler, I'll put that. All those in favour?
No.
Hands carried. Our communities programs, the communities applications.
Yeah.
And noting councillors that this subject was workshopped prior to the council meeting, two councillors have declared an interest and have left the meeting. Councillors Mockler and Councillor Walker. That now leaves four councillors in the room. And I'm advised by senior staff that we do not have a quorum, so I'd ask that this matter be referred to a future meeting of council.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, could I request consideration of a possibly with yourself and the general manager agreeing to some sort of an extraordinary meeting given the time frames?
Could we convene that with the budget workshop on the 31st of March?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we'll carry that item over. Councillor Pitt, would you ask Councillors Walker and...
Oh, chatting. People in the
crosswords.
Giving that numbers on my plate for you. The fragility of that. No, thankfully, the next report, Council, is on the new town signage, entry signage. Now, the recommendation was there.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, based on the tabling of the concept design today's workshop and the suggestions for consideration of a number of more options, can I suggest that perhaps my recommendation there should be changed to that we consider those further concept design points in more detail at the workshop to be held on the...
At the extraordinary meeting on the 31st?
31st, yep.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. I think we're all in agreement with that, councillors. Would someone like to move that way?
Oh, sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Could number two remain, that council note the time frame for the signage project, including community consultation?
Councillor Baker, were you happy to move that one?
It's Jamie Hall.
Thank you. Councillor Mudford, I'll put that, all those in favour? Hence carried. Precautionary planning for the coronavirus. The next report before us, and something that's going to take a fair bit of council's time and energy, I'm afraid.
Mr. Mayor, would you allow me to speak to some of the planning that's going on since this report's been written?
Please.
We met yesterday as a managed group to talk about some business continuity planning and the impacts of COVID-19. And within that, we discussed many things, and those included, I'll just sort of list those issues out. I'm happy to talk to any of these, is around the positions of our events. So we spoke about, at that point, there was no decision by the RSL at that point, but it was Anzac Day, the Speedway, the local sporting groups, the Winter Wonderland, the Dead Ball, the Queen's Festival, the Tracks to the Tree. There was a number of different things that we spoke about and how it could impact our community. And I feel that that issue around events and how industry bodies or sporting groups or whatnot are starting to withdraw from that, so making the decisions easier for us. We did discuss the idea of who is responsible if there is an event that's greater than the 500 people, for example, the tractor pool, for example, if it was to get more than 500 people, and it is not subject of a industry body that's going to be the overarching sort of decision maker, then what role does council have in being able to say whether that event should or shouldn't proceed? So we've got an action out of that meeting to talk to some of those event organisers, to talk to them about what they're doing. We spoke about the continuity of our business, particularly around water and sewerage and some of our other main functions that we need to, the core elements of what keeps this community ticking, so waste management, water and sewerage, our some of our key administration tasks like our accounts payable and payroll and those sorts of things. So we've got, we're working through a bit of an idea as to how we can provide some resilience in that area. We spoke about volunteerism and where do we go with volunteerism, given that community transport and Meals on Wheels are providing a service to vulnerable parts of our community who are possibly over 70, and many of those volunteers are in that group themselves. So we've talked about how do we manage that process. We don't have an answer for you, but we are talking about whether it's calling for other volunteers from within the community who are more able-bodied, or whether it's council staff being able to do it, or whether something like Meals on Wheels, given that there may be a retraction from a business community, whether we can pay, whether there's an opportunity to pay businesses from within our community to provide that service. So, you know, to give them a little bit of a kick along. So we've spoken about that. We have flu vaccines every year, so we're still going to progress with that from a staffing point of view. Internal external communications, the ABC spoke with me or texted me today that tomorrow morning I'll be talking about these sort of things on the radio about our business continuity and how we're looking at trying to maintain those operational aspects of council, and the key elements are going to be around those water, sewer, waste management, you know, those core functions. So if we're not grading a road one day, it's not going to matter, but if we're not treating sewage, it will matter. So they're the sort of things that we're looking at what those key elements will be. Because we've got aged care, we've got disability services, it may be that we have to look totally, be completely innovative, depending on how this virus is going to hit our community. We might have to be completely innovative on how we do things. We might have grade drivers living in Melbourne, not in their grader, but you know what I mean. So we might have to redirect staff in all sorts of areas. So that communique is going to go to staff tomorrow, outlining a little bit about what the virus is, without repeating everything that's been said, but certainly some information around staff, and when staff need to take leave, when they need to self-isolate, where they need to socially distance themselves from people, that all that sort of general information we're going to be reinforcing to the workforce. The aged care particularly, Joe, you might want to talk about the infection control protocols, the protocols that we've implemented, and that's evolving, I think, as to whether we're in shutdown. We're not in a complete shutdown at this point, but we're not far from it.
Not far from it. I guess exactly what's in the report. We started thinking about this about a month ago, started implementing pandemic procedures and policies where some of those services didn't have well-developed ones. We've started sharing them. There's an internal working group that meets every couple of weeks to make sure that that's happening, and you'll notice that at most of the facilities now you've got the wash your hands at the door, don't visit if you don't have to, and we're asking those services to think about how they're going to run if they have fewer and fewer staff, very similar to what we're doing with council wider staff, but just understanding that the aged and the disabled groups are a little bit more vulnerable. So that's an ongoing process, and that committee links to the local emergency management committee so that we're feeding information through. One of the key things about it is getting consistent information. So we're basically saying we're relying on New South Wales Health because that's their role. Just about everybody is getting at least 5 or 6 different sorts of emails from 5 or 6 different sorts of places, so we're basically saying don't rely on Facebook, do go right to the link that we've given you because it gives you the most up-to-date factual information as opposed to what hearing people say. Now that the idea is about what can happen and what can't happen. So we'll keep that information coming out to you. Catherine Larkin is coordinating that information, and one of the recommendations we've got from that strategy is to include you guys as elected reps so that you get that information on an ongoing basis, so that when people approach you in the streets and say, hey, what's council doing and what's the up-to-date information, you're going to have that.
Went down to IGA on Monday and spoke to him, and today on his Facebook page, it's a bit late notice this week, but tomorrow morning he is opening from 6:30 to 7:30, only for the elderly and disabled. You've got to show your pension card or something like that, but he hasn't had tissues, toilet paper, mints, like they've gone stupid here because we've had fellows from Sydney come here. So I know it might be a bit late for tomorrow, but I have been in contact with Emma and said, Emma, like if there's any elderly that can't get out, and 6:30 is way too early for a lot of them to get out, let us know, and as a community, we could go down with their list to ensure that they don't run out of toilet paper and the necessities. So, it would be good if we worked with Carlos, if that's going to be an ongoing thing, to let our disabilities and know when to do their shopping.
Do that. Through you, Mr. Mayor. We have actually got Catherine to directly talk to Carlos this afternoon for exactly that issue, that the ones that can get down to the community services staff is going to take them. It's way too early. It's just not the right time for them to be getting in, out and about. Those who can't, we will be taking this. And the RGA has said, yes, we're prepared to do that. But as things progress, we'll actually have to think about what we do if Emma and Maria get sick. So it's just a moving space.
So just to wrap that sort of conversation up,
We are looking at all those things around procurement of our goods, so things like our own supplies, such as face masks, sanitizers, all those sort of things that we need within our business units, but also around council. We're looking at our cleaning procedures as well through contractors. We're looking at whether contractually some of the works that are going on at Kiwi at the moment should cease. So all a bit early at this stage to call, but we're getting very close to being able to make some calls on that. So whilst the medics team are talking about this and we will meet weekly on this, Joe's also got a working party that's more in depth around the community services function, so that will also continue in our next meeting. That is on is tomorrow. So, Mr. Mayor, the other question I wanted to flag with the council is that there's some risks around the gymnasium and the cleaning procedures around the gym, but also around the pool. The pool is not experiencing a great deal of numbers around the pool at the moment, and we're looking at probably cutting back the hours, if not closing the pool, for the next few weeks.
I think they're necessary.
Well, we're some precedent times, so we need to be responding and without being considered and thoughtful and understanding the impacts without being reactive, but we do need to be, well, we're guided a lot by what's happening from the up-tier government. In addition to that, we've got an LEMC meeting next Monday to talk about the vulnerable communities, vulnerable populations throughout our communities, such as daycare, schools, aged care, hospitals, a lot. We're going to talk about that from our local emergency management committee.
The people coming into the supermarket and bulk buying, is there anything that can be done about that or not?
The supermarket's put limits on them now.
Have they?
The supermarket's also just informed us this morning at that Martin Sees meeting that they're starting to order in extra supplies specifically for what they're considering might be long-term issues for our vulnerable. So they're thinking about frozen meal cans, toilet paper and all that sort of thing already.
Yeah.
So then everyone is actually starting to prepare. It's just a matter of us keeping abreast of
everything's moving quickly, isn't it?
It is, and I suppose the purpose of this report, plus that commentary, is to say to the council that we are doing something about it. We have got, specific management group set up to try to manage this, and looking forward to progressing this. And even with the GM's forum on Friday, there's a commitment between the GMs that all of a sudden our water and sewage guys, our skill sets are out of action because of the virus, and we would draw on another council to come and provide that service, and vice versa.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor, just an update in the last hour or so in my area, which is indicating that things are moving fast, is that museums and galleries have now come to us to ask that all regional museums, galleries and those sorts of things where you've got volunteers over the age of 70, that you ask those volunteers not to come for those centres. So we'll be considering that tomorrow too. Noting that we do have the centre staff 7 days though, so that that won't affect the operations, but will affect our volunteer great forward planning.
And the other thing that the local government of New South Wales put out a circular yesterday around future council meetings, and that there's an opportunity to do that by teleconference or video conferencing.
So just the question I have really is, through the Mayor and GM, we've got a reasonable amount of delegated authority that if decisions need to be made, that they're made obviously considered decisions that need to be made that could impact our community, and that don't necessarily need to come back to this forum as a council for decision making. And I think that's fine by us as a council.
Yeah,
I'm sure some sort of communique would come out in regards to it. But we don't need to regather as a council to be implementing emergency management decisions.
Yeah.
we'll just be following protocol.
Yeah.
So Ash, do you just want, would you like, you mentioned Sergeant Campbell made some comments this morning about his empowerment on this, with the liquor court.
Yes, so at today's liquor court meeting, the emergency medical declaration, Nick had a copy of that, or should say Sergeant Campbell, which we've provided to our general manager. Basically, from what I understand from that, is his powers at the moment are quite limited, but unless he receives a directive that that he needs to implement something, at this point, he hasn't received that, and it's an evolving beast, was basically the way that I took it. And Joe, I think you probably have some more thoughts.
I mean, if the Chief, New South Wales chose the Chief Health Officer that can implement those powers.
Yes.
So it essentially, when that Chief Health Officer says, I need people to do X, Y, and Z, they can actually, what was his word, they can authorise.
Authorise any power, I think, were the words that I picked up.
Yeah.
So all police need the authorise to police us not having groups of more than 500 or 200 or whatever.
So, yeah.
Alright, so other than that, Mr. Mender, that's an update and it will change from day to day, but it, and quite rightly so, it's consuming a lot of our time and energy.
Someone like to move the notation. Second to Councillor Baker, Councillor Walker. I'll put that all out in favour.
Aye.
Local Heritage Advisor. In last month?
So through you, Mr. Mayor, basically Tammy Cullen has advised us that she's no longer in a position to continue with the service, so we're out for questions of interest again.
Happy to move that
report.
Recommendation
1 and 2, Mr. Mayor. Thanks, Councillor Walker. Second, Councillor Malton. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Yes, carried. We move on to committee meetings for adoption. The Economic Development Committee. There's a couple of things in these, I think.
Page 17, Mr. Mayor, this is our attention to draw the three recommendations in the Economic Development Committee.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there was we have a new member on the committee, Annie Hale. That was one that we're the second one was the tractor pull there and allowing them to camp over Easter. However, that may well not proceed now after discussions that I've had with the tractor pull. And the third one was which is probably the one that's I guess most controversial is freedom camping and the committee's suggestion there that council reconsider or consider its position.
Haven't we already articulated our current position in relation to that?
I think so, but it keeps coming back at us like the old dog returned to its vomit.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there was another request from a community member that went to the committee. From Mr. David McCutcheon to ask council to further consider freedom camping and the benefits of it and in support of some previous correspondence that council had received from Mr. Newstead, and I can't think of the rest, but that was the gist of the request to the committee, and so the committee suggested that council may wish to consider their position again.
So that means reconsider, does it?
Reconsider, yes.
So then we've got the Sports Council who have set a fee increase of 3% the next financial year, which is being reflected in our fees and charges. The Tour Arena Management Committee meeting. And a recommendation there that those be adopted, and perhaps in that recommendation we put, and a further report come back to council on council's resolved position on freedom camping to enable further local discussion, I suppose. Requesting a further report. Sorry, Julie, noting. Requesting a further report to enable further discussion. That a further report be presented to a council on the issue of council's current resolved position. Can you start a new line? That a further report be presented to a council on its current resolution on freedom camping to enable further discussion on the matter. Is it leading you to reset?
What is it?
Okay, someone like to move that way? Yeah. Councillor Mumford, Councillor Walker, I'll put that, all those in favour. Okay. Committee meetings for notation. We had the Health and Safety Committee. And did local licensees?
We met this morning.
Yeah, okay. So there's the LEMC. And I thought, did you get that up and off the local licensees? No, okay. So just those two. With a recommendation there on page 35 of your business paper. Councillor Peart, Councillor Baker, I'll put that, all those in favour. It's carried. Reports for information notation, bank balances and investments. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. That issue of Mudford Road, it got a mention in this morning's Bushfire Management Committee meeting.
We'll take some action from that and follow that up. I can't give an update at this point. Okay. I've written it to the minister. Keep checking. Keep my phone intact.
Sorry, I was going to say, Mudford Road, if we get Lucas's bridge in place, that will take pressure off Mudford Road, I would imagine, wouldn't it?
Can you get the road done first?
Well, if the bridge is done, what kind of road do you need?
Well, you need a road for a school bus.
I think Mudford Road, the issue there is the actual road reserve. And our ability to form and maintain a road there.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Mayor, I need to bring that up at the fire brigade.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a way of getting around, hurrying someone up and just transfer the road over the council. Yeah. And really, I think the next step would be to send a bill to the forestry for the maintenance of the road.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the political. But at the end of the day, isn't our desire to have a formed road through there that's maintained by council? That is,
it needs to be wide,
And I think that response from the minister is what we're waiting on to progress it all.
Yeah, I think
so. Right.
Mayor, can I give an update on the rising sun?
Please.
The rise is done, I've been consulting with CSU, engineering department in Bathurst, and their year two engineering students have a community project that they need to do as part of their current subject. And there's a working party out of there. There's four university students with the support of their lecturers and their professors and their qualified engineers taking this project on. I'm looking at that now. They've given me a brief. I've gone back with some comments around the brief, and I've got a teleconference tomorrow. So this is all starting to progress, and it will progress significantly. So I'm leading the charge of that with Darrell's support as our engineering bureau.
Can you send a pattern down to them and to work off?
They'll come making another one. They're going to come here and have a look at the structure. They've got all the pictures, the you know, images where it's going to be, all the stuff that we're, they've got all the council reports. I've been down to CSU and presented it to them, to their group, and thankfully there's a few of them that put their hand up that want to be part of it. So,
they're not actually making another.
Oh, are they?
No.
They're
addressing our current structure.
Oh, how that has been installed, and with those two locations that the community have said that they'd like to see it, they're coming at looking at providing us with the final outcome will be a design and cost benefits and with a cost estimate with a design that we can then go and construct.
Okay, the last thing there for notation is the development applications. And the recommendation on page 43 of that report be noted.
I've just got one question, Mr. Mayor. It's actually, I didn't realise that it wasn't actually listed in this outstanding matters, but in relation to the curb and bitten road, the replacement of the culverts there, like we've been out of action there for a few months, and with the recent wet weather and a bit of a break, got some concerns about the locals out there being able to move, you know, farm machinery through that area. That's all. Where are we up to with that through you?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. As you're aware, Councillor Walker, we had a safety incident not too long ago, and our lead concreter is now off for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So we now have to change tact. We've advertised for a replacement concrete at Pellengar, but we're also in the process of now potentially putting that out to contract because we've got all the materials here. We just need someone that can construct it. So I'm in the process of getting another set of drawings done so that we can then proceed to quotation for some of those companies that specialise in this sort of work. So my intention is to still progress as quickly as possible. Obviously, the incident has thrown a curveball down the way because that's where that team is heading next.
So, the team's still functioning all right without labour?
No, the team's been redeployed, mostly into water and sewage, which kind of helps in our current climate to have others doing some work as well. But if we get someone that's capable of doing that as a casual, and we've advertised for that, provided they're helpful, and we've got a few smaller projects that we'll try out first to test out the capability of that appointed individual, if they're successful, we'll go from there.
Righto. Okay, so we come back to that recommendation on page 43. Councillor Mockler, Councillor Walker, I will put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Hands carried. Category B correspondence, which was the minutes of the meeting of country mayors held on the 6th of March, which did adopt a resolution put by Guild Council in regard to grade separation on state highways with the Inland Rail.
Yes, I saw that.
And further. Further developments there. Now, the late report is the IOR Petroleum, the proposed service station liquid fuel depot in Hargraves Lane. It's a
DA for council's determination. I note on page 46, the recommendation from staff is that council approve the development subject to conditions. And those conditions are detailed in the attachment.
Can I ask a question to my colleagues? To Daryl, as a working corner in the road, a busy corner with heavy traffic, in your opinion, is it sensible or is it not?
In my opinion, there would need to be considerable redesign of the intersection. Anything's possible, but that's, yeah, obviously in its current format, it's probably not feasible, but it's up to the developer and the conditions reflect that the design onus is on them to make it, to demonstrate that they can do it.
And those changes are in the condition.
Yeah, it's conditioned that they have to demonstrate that, yes.
And the RML, sorry, Transport New South Wales, have been instrumental in the detailing of those conditions.
Yeah.
It's not a council decision, it's an RS, a Transport New South Wales requirement.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, Transport for New South Wales is the concurrence authority. So it's integrated development, we refer it off to Transport for New South Wales for their concurrence based on their recommendations.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's a bit, it, on short notice.
Yeah.
So if there's no further questions there. There's a recommendation there, recommendations 1 and 2. Will we approve the development? Moved by Councillor Mustard, seconded by Councillor Walker. Is there any toleration or discussion or debate? Okay, I would ask councillors to vote. Those for the resolution, raise your right hand. I declare that unanimous. Unanimous, sorry.
That's a big word. Four.
I'm struggling. Okay, councillors, that does bring us to the final report for your consideration. And on that basis, I'll declare the meeting closed and thank you for your attendance.